Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight, I have a chance to bring you another episode of our Great American Musical Artist series. In the past, I've done them on Cole Porter and Irving Berlin, and tonight we'll pay tribute to the great American songwriters Rodgers and Hammerstein. Here's a little background on how the team first got together. In 1940, Lawrence Lagner, founder of the Theater Guild, and Teresa Helburn, its managing director, approached Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart, both were Guild alumni, and proposed a new musical based on Lynn Riggs' play, Green Grow the Lilacs, which the Guild had staged a dozen years earlier. Coincidentally, Roger Hammerstein had tried to no avail to convince his frequent partner Jerome Kern to undertake the project. Now an enthusiastic Hammerstein joined Rodgers and Hart team as a lyricist. The three had known each other since their college years at Columbia University. Hart, however, was in poor health and had to bow out. Thus was created one of the most successful and prolific partnerships in American musical theater. The first show the two men wrote, based on Lynn Riggs' play, and retitled Oklahoma, premiered at the St. James Theater in New York on March 31, 1943, and went on to become the longest-running Broadway musical of its era, with an impressive 2,212 performances, a record it held for 14 years. With Oklahoma, they knew they were breaking with tradition. Theatergoers who expected the customary opening lineup of chorus girls were treated instead to a lone cowboy, Curly, first heard off stage, singing about a bright golden haze on the meadow and cattle, standing like statues. Here now is Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, as originally sung by Nelson Eddy.
I got it.
The year is 1907, somewhere in Indian Territory. Although Lori, a farm girl, loves Curly, her uncertainty about their relationship has promoted her to accept an invitation from Judd Fry, a disreputable farmhand, to attend a box social and refuse Curly's offer to take her there in style in the song The Surrey with the Fringe on Top.
When I take you out tonight with me, honey, here's the way it's gonna be. You will sit behind a team of snow-white horses in the sleekest gig you and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey, when I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. Wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
Would you say the fringe was made of silk?
I wouldn't have no other kind but silk.
Has it really got a team of snow-white horses?
One's like snow, the other's more like milk.
So you can tell them apart.
All the world will fly in a flurry when I take you out in the Surrey, when I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. When we hit that road hell for leather, cats and dogs will dance in the heather. Birds and frogs will sing all together, and the toads will hop. The wind will whistle as we rattle along. The cows will moo in the clover. The river will ripple out a whispered song and whisper it over and over. Don't you wish you'd go on forever? Don't you wish you'd go on forever? Don't you wish you'd go on forever and it never stop in that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top?
You'd sure feel like a queen setting up in that carriage.
Only she talked so mean to me a while back, Aunt Ella, I have a good mind not to take her.
Ain't said I was going.
Ain't asked you.
Where'd you get such a rig at? I bet he's wetting hard a rig over to Claremore, thinking I'd go with him.
That's all you know about it.
Spent all his money hiring a rig. Now he ain't got nobody to ride in it.
Have two. Did not hire. Made the whole thing up out of my head.
What? Made it up?
Dashboard and all.
Get off of the place, you. Aunt Ella, make him get himself out of here, telling me lies.
Or making up a few purties, ain't again no lord I know of. Don't you wish there was such a rig, though? Then you could go to the play party and do a hoedown till morning if you was a minder. And then when you was all wore out, I'd lift you onto the Surrey and jump up alongside of you. And we just pint the horses home. I can just picture the whole thing.
I can see the stars getting blurry when we ride back home in the Surrey. Riding slowly home in the Surrey with the fringe on top. I can feel the day my shoulder, nodding, drooping close to my shoulder till it falls. Ka-plop. The sun is swimming on the rim of a hill. The moon is taking a header. And just as I'm thinking, all the earth is still. A lark will wake up in the meadow. Hush, you bird, my baby's a-sleepin'. Maybe got a dream worth a-keepin'. Whoa, you team, and just keep a-creepin' at a slow clip. Clop, don't you hurry with the surrey with the fringe on the top.
In this next song, they seem hesitant to confess to each other how they really feel. People will say we're in love.
Stories that link my name with you.
Why do the neighbors chatter all day behind their doors?
I know a way to prove what they say is quite untrue. Here is the gist, a practical list of
and more.
do one more song from Oklahoma. This one is when Laurie is alone and she expresses her true feelings, entitled Out of My Dreams. Then after that, we'll take a short break and be back with more of Rodgers and Hammerstein and review some other great hits, South Pacific, The King and I, and The Sound of Music. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations' Great American Musical Artists series. I'm Mike Maino, and tonight we're reviewing Rodgers and Hammerstein, some great American music that they've written over the years. Great theater productions like Oklahoma, South Pacific, The King and I, and The Sound of Music. Many others were also written by the team, Carousel, Cinderella, Flower and Drum Song. Tonight we're going to concentrate on those others, and we're going to start now with South Pacific, and probably the most famous of all the songs, Some Enchanted Evening.
You may hear her laughing across a crowd. after night. As strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find her true, when you feel her call you across a clouded moon, then fly to her side. Let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
South Pacific debuted in 1949, and some of the songs might not be as politically correct today as they seemed to be at that time. Here's one that fits that category, There's Nothing Like a Dame.
We got sunlight on the sand, we got moonlight on the sea,
we got mangoes and bananas you can pick right off a tree,
we got volleyball and ping pong and a lot of dandy games.
What ain't we got?
We ain't got days.
We get packages from home.
We get movies, we get shows.
We get speeches from our skipper.
And advice from Tokyo Rose.
We get letters doused with perfume.
We get dizzy from the smell.
What don't we get?
You know damn well.
We have nothing to put on a clean white suit for. What we need is what there ain't no substitute for.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.
We feel restless, we feel blue,
we feel lonely, and in brief,
we feel every kind of feeling but the feeling of relief.
We feel hungry as the wolf felt when he met Red Riding Hood.
What don't we feel?
We don't feel good.
Lots of things in life are beautiful, but brother, there is one particular thing that is nothing whatsoever in any way, shape, or form like any other.
There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame. Nothing else is built the same, nothing in the world.
Has a soft and wavy frame like a silhouette of a dame.
Absolutely nothing like the frame of a dame.
So suppose a dame ain't bright, or completely free from flaws,
or as faithful as a bird dog,
or as kind as Santa Claus.
It's a waste of time to worry over things that they have not. Be thankful for
the things they got. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame. There are no books like a dame. A
and nothing looks like a dame. There are no drinks like a dame, and nothing thinks like a dame. Nothing acts like a dame, or attracts like a dame. There ain't a thing that's wrong with any man here that can't be cured by putting him near a girl.
As a result of the show's tight dramatic content, South Pacific was awarded a Pulitzer Prize for drama in 1950, the second musical to be so rewarded. We're going to listen to one more song from South Pacific, and then we'll take a short break and be back with songs from The King and I and The Sound of Music.
I touch your hand and my arms grow strong, like a pair of birds that burst with song. My eyes look down at your lovely face, and I hold the softer than starlight, are you warmer than winds of June? Are the gentle lips you gave me gayer than laughter? Are you sweeter than music? Are you angel and lover?
To our tribute about Rodgers and Hammerstein. And so far, we've been listening to music from Oklahoma and South Pacific. I'm Mike Mano, your host, and I'm enjoying listening to some of the original cast recordings versus the movie recordings which we normally hear today. After the success of South Pacific, Rodgers and Hammerstein turned to yet another exotic locale, Siam, in the 1860s, in the real-life story of an English teacher. They were attracted by the idea of writing about two characters as different as a Victorian schoolmarm and an exotic ruler. Immediately after the overture, Anna's firm individuality, an oddity in an era that cast women as submissive companions, was expressed in I Whistle a Happy Tune, in which she tells her son how she handles her own fears and masks them to preserve an outside appearance of strength.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid. While shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune, and no one ever knows I'm afraid. The result of this deception is very strange to tell, for when I fool the people I fear, I fool myself as well. I whistle a happy tune, and every single time the happiness in the tune convinces me that I'm not afraid. Make believe you're brave, and the trick will take you far. You may be as brave as you make believe you are. You may be as brave as you make believe you as brave as you make believe you are. You may be as brave as you make believe you are.
Later in the show, while tutoring the king's many children, the teacher sings Getting to Know You, an affirmation of the growing fondness she feels for them.
It's a very ancient saying, but a true and honest thought, that if you become a teacher, by your pupils you'll be taught. As a teacher I've been learning, you'll forgive me if I boast, and I've now become an expert on the subject I like most. Getting to know you. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to like you. Getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you. Putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Getting to know
I'm right.
We'll listen to one more song from the 1951 show The King and I, with Barbara Cook playing the role of the English teacher. This one is called Shall We Dance?
We've just been introduced. I do not know you well, but when the music started, something drew me to your side. So many men and girls are in each other's arms. It makes me think we might be similarly occupied.
Well, we just have time to touch on one of the most famous musicals ever written by the team of Rodgers and Hammerstein, The Sound of Music. In this recording, you're going to hear Mary Martin perform the very popular Do Re Mi. Sadly, The Sound of Music was the last musical the team ever wrote, as Oscar Hammerstein died 6 months after its premiere. I hope you've enjoyed the program, and I look forward to seeing you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Let's start at the very beginning. A very good place to start. When you read, you begin with
A, B, C.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
I'll make it easier for you. Listen.
Doe, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow. So, tea, a drink with jam and bread. That will bring us back to dawn. Oh, oh, oh,
dawn!
A deer, a female deer.
Ray!
A drop of golden sun.
Me!
A name I call myself.
Fa!
A long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La!
A note to follow. So,
tea,
a drink with jam and bread.
That will bring us back to
Doe, a deer, a female deer.
Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Me, a name I call myself. Fa, a long, long way to run.
So, a needle pulling thread.
La,
a note to follow. So,
now, children, once you have these notes in your head, you can sing a million different tunes by mixing them up like this. So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re. Now you do it.
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re.
So, do, la, ti, do. Now, let's put it all together.
So, do, la, fa, mi, do, re. So, do, la, ti, do, re, do.
But it doesn't mean anything.
So, we put in words. One word for every note.
When you know the note sing, you can sing most anything
together.
When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything.
Doe, a deer, a female deer.
ti la so fa mi re. No.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.